Cube.
Makalua.
The Mean Team.
Mega Bears Fan.
Don't we already have that as a pre-recorded thingy?
I'm Daniel Danku, Quick, owner, producer, and regular Polycast co-host. Polycast premiered on October 20th, 2006. Its extended first season included 7 blooper reels, each running 5 minutes in length, give or take. Beginning in Season 2 in 2008, bloopers were added to the end of episodes as opposed to separate reels. Now the best, and worst, so to speak, of both worlds comes together. This is Polycast Blooper Reel Volume 12, compiling the flubs, dubs, and what does from 2018 that were cut from the end of episodes due to time. Let's begin. Episode 309. I asked the question, you know, where did the live stream end today? Not that live stream. The buzzing said, it felt natural. I didn't know when. Well, that could also apply to the other kind of live stream. Okay. Episode 317. Well, given what the next topic is, Mr. Shadows is going to talk about how long it took him to play a game of Civilization VI because he kept renaming his cities every turn. Where we will brutally and honestly grade Brian's performance. Wait, what? No.
No.
I won't be able to hear it.
Episode 322.
We're going to talk about buffing the palace.
Yes, yes, and no, that is not a euphemism.
Well, it should be.
Okay.
Episode 323.
Do I sound normal now, by the way?
Yes.
That's promising.
I was going to say something like, how do we know if you sound normal or not? What is normal?
Well, I mean, relative to what I usually sound like, not relative to, like, the average human, because, I mean, come on now.
Relative to Garbled Robot, which is what he was for a little bit.
Anyway, I think we've beaten that like a dead horse, so... Another
I think
topic.
The horse got away, actually.
Did it? Oh, did
the
we
horse bolted out the barn. The horse bolted out the barn, because we never really answered the question.
Let's chase down that horse and continue beating it by talking about another question about trade routes.
If nothing else from that topic, I actually enjoyed, as of this recording, what the last two posts were, because it ties very nicely into the next topic. Cranny 1987. I feel tweaks to Reyna could be used here, whether it's for population caps or trade route capacity. And then Gaddams, who started this thread, said tweaks to the governors are sorely needed. It's a good idea in concept, but in practice they often have such little impact that I nearly forget all about them. Well, here's a suggestion to perhaps not forget about at least one governor.
I have this. I opened this earlier, now it's disappeared.
I think you were just checking to see if Mackie, Phil, and I are paying attention to what you're saying, Jason, and I am anyway. I can't speak for the rest of them. I mean, Mackie's not denying it either, so, you know.
Civ 5 is still, like, one of the, like, what, in the top 50 on Steam in terms of current player counts?
Kind of irks me, actually, but that's okay. I'm glad people enjoy it.
You know, that might be as much an indictment of Civ 6 as it is a celebration of Civ 5.
And I said, no, language choice is important. It's just a painfully obvious tactic.
Ba-dum-bum.
Painful for you or the person you're using it against.
Yes.
Thank you, Phil. Wow, I actually thank Phil. Wow, it's a red letter day. Or a black letter day, depending upon your perspective. I don't know.
Anyway, I think we got two really good ideas, these last two topics.
Someone can interpret that as saying, wow, Jason thought we didn't have any good ideas other than from the last two topics, but I know what you meant.
Nope, these are the first good ideas we've ever heard or had on Polycast.
I dislike the use of the word exploit in gaming terms, because even if people think they know what it means, they usually don't. I mean, there's some exceptions to that, but it's kind of frustrating to see it so often on the forums, and it's like, okay, well, it's an exploit because of this, and like, oh, okay, but do you accept these 10 tactics that also have because of this? And they're like, no, it doesn't. I know exploits when I see it. And I'm like, oh, apparently you don't.
Well, it's an exploit when they don't like it being used against them, and it's not an exploit when they like to use it against other players.
Yeah.
Okay. When it's used against me, it's an exploit. When I use it against someone else, it's a strategy.
Yeah, apparently.
Episode 325.
All right, let's see. Is Mackie even
stylishly?
Well, you just scrape on.
Oh, damn it. That's plugged in over there. That's right. I didn't wake up at noon today, roll out of bed, and sit down to do the show. I did not have to rely on my alarm clock in order to know when to do that. I actually woke up before.
We'll get started here in a few minutes, soon if Mackie isn't here. Of course, Mackie just probably wants me to...
Whoops, I'm late. Dan has to do the intro. Whoops.
Mackie just wants Falsetto Mackie. She really wants Falsetto Mackie to be a part of the show again. I understand. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah. We don't get it that often, I guess. Question mark?
No, it's the next best thing to real Mackie.
It's a bit of a step down there, but sure.
More than a bit, but still, you know, it's still in second place. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, you know what helps when Mackie wants to join the conversation? Actually have her in the conversation.
I was looking for Scott going, where's the recording conference call? Wait, where is it? Am I confused?
Mackie, you're late again. Mackie, why do you take so long to get on? Hey, listen.
Dan has to add me to the damn call first.
Phil said nothing. Jason said nothing.
I mean, I just joined the call and otherwise ignore it. Like, I don't look at that crap. Are you kidding me?
Do you want to congratulate yourself for introducing the topic as well? Or
I just introduced the topic.
That was your introduction to the Diverse Barbarian Threat?
I'm not... You don't have me on that.
That's not Phil's topic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait, is it not? No. Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no.
As usual, I'm right.
I don't know about that.
Well done, Dan. There's one for the blooper reel. Thank you, Minor Civilizations, for posting feedback on on our episodes. We welcome all our Minor Civilization friends.
There you go, yeah. Minor Civilization. That's a nice way.
Is that less condescending? Am I not the Roman Empire now?
Yeah, but that's better than where we were with barbarians, though.
Yeah.
I also welcome them into my empire.
All right, just to go along with what I did before. Jason, that was a terrible introduction. Why haven't you just, you know, gone with it? Oh, wait, no, that's right. Of course, you introduced the last topic. This is somebody else.
Yes, I had to remember what the heck you were hinting at, Dan. I was like, what is he talking? Oh, right.
Oh, I thought Mackie was like, sorry, Dan, I just had to remember who I was. Just a second.
Well, there are some days when I wake up and I have to think about that for a minute. Then the coffee eventually kicks in.
Sometimes the coach would tell us in advance how many we're going to do, and I'd remind them that we're like 60% complete, and you'd have people like throwing expletives at me. It was fantastic.
Why does it not surprise me to feel for all that?
Yeah, even at a young age.
Trolling.
Oh, speaking of expletives, Supremacy King 2, would you be willing to come back on the show?
Yes. Yes, I would love to come back on the show.
What, Dan? That's...
Non sequitur for the win.
Thank you.
I mean, that was significantly better than several of our segment transitions.
You were a little awkward today.
Several.
Speaking of being attacked by barbarians, we got some feedback on our previous episode.
Of
course, I'm kidding.
That's awesome.
That is a great transition.
The comments of Begum Bears fan do not necessarily reflect the rest of the Polycast panel.
We'll be getting some feedback on this episode, too.
Record date sorted, 2018.
Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.
It's just make the battering lambs... battering lambs.